Hi there, I'm John Lemley. Each year, Atlanta's theater community comes together for the Susie Bass Awards. The ceremony recognizes outstanding work in live theater with awards for direction, choreography, design, acting, and many other categories. Think about it as the Tony Awards, specifically for Atlanta, Georgia. This weekend, for the very first time, television audiences can follow the action down the red carpet as public television station PBA 30 will be broadcasting this year's Susies, which took place in November. Yesterday, I sat down with one of the award's founders, Diane Butler, to talk about the show.
What people can expect to see is somewhat of an insider's kind of behind-the-scenes look at some of their favorite performers, directors, creative designers, in unscripted shenanigans, for lack of a better way to put it. We have fun at the awards, so it's more than just acknowledging what is outstanding. It's a party.
Tell us about the beginnings of the Susie Awards. First of all, where did the name come from?
Susie Bass was a highly recognized Atlanta actress. Susie was often really widely known for her comedic skills. She really knew how to chew the scenery and take a character and make absolutely the most out of it. She also later became really recognized for her depth. For example, she played Amanda in Glass Menagerie and Josie in A Moon for the Misbegotten. And those were two roles particularly for which local critics really became enamored of her deep sensitivity in dramatic roles as well.
So she didn't shy away from the serious?
No, not at all. Susie was not one to shy away from much of anything. And Susie passed away in 2002. I think that really gave it a kind of kickstart to say, let's look at what the greater Atlanta theater community needs. And we had a perfect person to name the awards after who was just beloved in the community.
The recipients this year, are there any real standouts?
We have a Jean Gabriel Moore Playwriting Award, and it is exclusively given to Georgia playwrights. Jean Gabriel Moore, who was one of our founding members, no longer with us, he was passionate about new playwrights. Mm-hmm. And when we first started that, I think there was just one or two the first year, then three. It hovered around that for a couple of years. This year was a record-breaking. We had 13 original works in that category.
Oh, wow. Quite a growth spurt there.
I just thought that was phenomenal. We had Steve Yockey is a playwright that started in Atlanta, and he is now being produced all across the United States. He was one, his production, Wolves, was one of the contenders for this year. And another local playwright, Topher Payne, had two original works being considered. So there, the writing here locally is really getting a broad recognition, and mm-hmm. and I don't think it's hubris to say that I think the recognition from the Susie Awards is a direct corollary to the growth of that category in Atlanta.
When it comes to theater, what makes Atlanta unique?
Sometimes it might be that we're too close to see what was unique. So last year, we had really kind of a wonderful opportunity at last year's event. Nick Wyman, who's the president of Actors Equity, came to our ceremony last year. And he, of course, sees theater all across the country. And he said to us, he couldn't stop talking about it after the event. There was such an energy in the room, and he thought it was just an amazing feeling of family that Atlanta had in its celebrating each other. He said he had never seen that in any other community.
And really?
Yeah.
When it comes to enjoying the awards, there's nothing like, whether you know anything about the Atlanta theater scene or not, just sitting back and enjoying the performances. Mm-hmm. What's a little taste of what we'll see on the boards this weekend.
We do really try to sprinkle throughout the event itself. We have videos from some of the nominated shows. We have actually live singing from the five top musicals. And believe me, it's really stiff competition. So there's a lot that's, I think, visually really appealing to help people who maybe didn't see all the shows and who are watching it on television to kind of catch up with and hopefully whet their appetite for what they missed in this year and be determined not to miss it next year.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of great theater in Atlanta that really deserves to be seen.
Diane Butler with Atlanta's Susie Bass Awards. The awards, the ninth annual installment, will air tomorrow on PBA 30, our companion public television station, at 10 p.m. For more, you can visit wabe.org/citycafe.